your stance right now. You got to be everything y'all need you to be right now in this hour. I'm telling you, Israel, y'all has called you. This is a chosen generation, a holy nation. Do you know how close we are to going to the kingdom? Do you realize that everything Yahshua spoke is coming to pass? What is your stance then? What is your stance? All right, so we'll get this out to the rest of the saints. But the message today is about restoring righteousness in this generation. Everybody hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
So I need everybody here to respond. I don't need 1,000 people to be in on this. I just need those who are going to hear, those who not, keep going. So there's a lot in this picture. What do y'all see? Right, so what you really see is, starting on the left side of the screen at the bottom with the three females. Candace Parker played at the University of Tennessee. She played, I think she played at the University of Tennessee, but that's her wife. And if you've seen that full picture, she pregnant. But that's Candace's daughter on the other side, I believe, and then the white girl is married to Candace Parker, all right? And he about to bring a baby into it. Coach in the middle just got killed last week by a former NFL player, brother, okay? And then this is Brittany Grinder. So when that video was asking this morning, when a dude says Gen Z is going to be great, gayer than Grindr, that's what they were talking about. I didn't realize. All right. So you see, I have on the screen, it says, what is happening in this world as a statement? Everybody see that?
Yes, sir.
So I want y'all to pay close attention so we can go ahead and move and shape. All right, so what is going on in the world, saints of the Most High? What is? I'm asking you. I want you to store it up in your head as we go. I made a statement, but now I'm asking you, and I want you to have something in your head right now. All right, I want you to store something in your head as I ask that. Okay, reason why, because when we get to the end of the message, I wanted to see if what you're thinking is going to be the same by the time we get down to the message.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, needless to say, we are seeing the cup of sin being full. Yes, all right. It's being filled all the way up. If we are to see the errors of our ways in this world, we must look at the dynamics of the lost. All right.
Yes, sir.
That means that we got to look at how they function. We got to look at all the things that are operating on their behalf in their capacity. You know, there's a lot of things that when we look at the lost, you know, it's like we were talking about earlier, you know, it's like they are starting to have headway and momentum in what they're trying to do with their agenda. And then we are losing freedom of speech, the ability to preach truth. You know what I mean? So, you know, they don't want you gathering. They don't want you mentioning Jesus. I mean, it's going faster and faster. That means persecution is closer and closer.
True.
Tribulation is even close.
True. Yes, sir.
Does it make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So what's at stake here is the fact that our sons, our daughters, and the nation that we are dwelling in have been affected by this evil that is poured out in this earth. For him?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so when we look at our sons are being destroyed in the streets. Our daughters are no longer daughters and nurturers. They're becoming rulers. And they're ruling over men. They're ruling over organizations. They're ruling over governments. See what I'm saying? And when I look at us growing up in a single parent home, being up under our mother, we never had the opportunity to experience the authority of a father. So every man, and we wasn't against, but every man was essentially either you was a help or you was somebody that, you know, we really, you know, couldn't identify with completely because we don't know what level you was on or where you was coming from. You don't know, and different men in the hood teach you different things. You had to be there to know what I'm talking about. But none of it was preparing to breach.
Yes, sir.
True.
All right? Yes, sir. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what we have right here, we're talking about our sons. That's Coach Mike Hickman right there. All right? That's him and his wife at the top. He was out here at this game. You got to go see the video. I put the link, I believe, in there. And I'm planning on sharing the links online. I already got them saved when this video posts. So you can go check out each one of those, these little things I'm going to talk about today, these little segments from what has transpired when we consider a people, when we consider the lost. And more so, I consider these people because you are Africa and America, meaning you don't know who you are.
Right.
So you are lost.
Lost.
All right?
Yes, sir.
And so when I look at this, the arrow is pointing to the guy that pulled out the gun. All right? He about to blow dude up right there. Dude just got up off the ground. You stand up off the ground after being jumped to find that you got somebody getting ready to pull. They getting ready to cut you short right there. That's it. Last Saturday was it. That was his last time living, standing right there. Right? And so at the bottom, you know, Akeem Talib, his brother was Aqib Talib, the one that got the gun. He played for the Rams. He played for the Patriots. And he played for the Broncos. You had an NFL career, but you out here, and they said you got a history. You and him got a history. Now it's catching up with you. Way late in this age. That means that there's a breach. If you my age, and this is catching up with you now, you look, he right here with the hat on. Next to the guy, you see the arrow, that guy got the gun. Well, in the front of the screen, the guy with the hat, that's Talib. You in this type of deal? So it's a lot of videos online talking about why didn't you serve as a role model and shut all that down. You got that type of work, but obviously there was a gap in growing up.
Yes, sir.
You didn't know who you was.
Yeah.
So I said, what I'm saying, we growing up and we don't know, we don't have the knowledge that you all have right now.
Right.
That's what's valuable and important. All right. This is Marshawn Lynch. I'm only doing my time. I'm on here because they pay him. That was him. He was doing the police the same way. Now you see where he ended up on the ground. Now, if you look at that front tire, what's wrong with that front tire right there? Huh? Yeah, it's just a rim. Mm-hmm. You have no tire on it. Where the hell is the tire? Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
This our son. Now you're getting ready to get locked up. If you'd have saw this, his pants is all the way down this ankle. And he said, he asked the police, can you pull my pants up? So he said, no, you get your own pants. You're your own pants. But you also play in the NFL. You got bread, so do Talib. But something missing.
Yep.
Y'all hear me, Gabe? Something missing. Right. Look at our daughters. Our daughters out front leading a huge measure. This sister here on the left, she knows, she got a lot of knowledge about what's going on. She's putting a lot of stuff out there. They're being accused of being in some form of partnership with Russia. This is another Black Lives leader, but guess what? She's a lesbian.
Oh my
gosh. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So how can you lead? See what I mean? So all it's a problem with all of this. I don't know if anything is wrong in that capacity with that sister. But this should be, we as a nation, because now we can talk like this because we're talking to Israel.
Yeah.
As a nation, that shouldn't happen. And when it did happen, all the men were fearful. Because otherwise, Jesus would have been a woman.
Right.
Right?
Yes, sir. Sir.
So, you know, and that organization that she's a part of is a part of the Black Socialist Movement, right? Now, this is why I'm sharing this, because I reflect, see the gentleman with the gray hair and the black shirt. He doesn't have a hat on. He's right here. And then you see the lady with the head cover, and then you see the guy with the tam. The black tam on his head, that's a beret, right, whatever you want to call it, all right, with the star on it. That is the leaders of the Black Socialist Movement. The guy with the gray hair, I marched in a parade with him. When we were in St. Louis doing the whole Black Panther movement, and when we were doing, you know, the Black Power thing, Zaki Baruti was in and out over there hoping to help build future leaders for this. But even back then, that didn't take root in me. It always seemed like the movement was big. And guess what? It is. Y'all brought me to where the main issue is that he got people scattered,
see,
into the four corners. And that's the main thing, is that the whole world don't know who he is or know who his people are.
Right.
And so he's raised up righteous ones in the earth to help restore and to become an important aspect in making known those who are going to be a light,
yes, sir,
in the midst of this. You know, I had told my wife in the car when I was just watching the other video, I said, man, you know what? I wonder, this seemed like the same organization that this guy known named Zaki Baruti was in. Vez pulled up another video. This is in St. Louis. I'm thinking Zaki got to be around this, because this was over off Red Bull. And I said, wow, this is over off the Bud, babe. I remember that. There he is. He was in the video. I said, golly. So I had opportunity to sit back and reflect on what Yah has preserved me from. Now we look at the nations. The nations then got bold. This is a gay choir in San Francisco. Everybody on that damn picture up there is gay. I let them hear that. I'm gonna add a link to this in there. They are singing. Look at them, look at that picture on the left. We'll do what?
Convert your children.
We'll convert your children. And they'll convert the others. They said, we're coming for your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. See what I mean? And that's what they use. See, that word is big in society, hate, because now it's like you are a terrorist and you have a phobia and you're not fit.
Yep.
for what we're trying to do. And they're going to want to smack your hand. Yep. But see, what y'all don't realize, what y'all is doing is taking us and putting us on the land where you can't stop us from teaching our children.
Hallelujah.
You can't take us from what we know you got to do.
Hallelujah.
You can't stop us from being set apart. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That can't happen. You got to be willing to be who y'all called you to be, because this is what you're standing against. When you're sitting on that side of the room, you all who are going to be looking at this video, sitting across from the screen, you are looking at what y'all called you to do. Stand against wicked.
Yes, sir.
You all are the children of light. What is light?
Come on.
Light is showing forth that we know how to do the heritage of the Most High Yah.
Yes, sir.
We know how to have just recompense among each other.
Yep.
We know how to keep his feast days. We know how to honor the Most High Yah with a reverent fear.
Yes.
Walking in. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We know how to call on the power of the Most High Yah.
Oh, yes.
Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So don't get lost. That's what you got to come up knowing. That's why he said, make your children know my wonders, that they don't forget me.
Yes, sir.
See, that's closing the gap. They don't have a Yah to call on. You do.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Look at this. Our fight today is realizing that we, the chosen, are called to restore. Didn't I just say that?
Yes, sir.
She's already in my mind. She just, it ain't that I read the slides, it's just already in there. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's already there. All right. The chosen, according to scripture, has an ordained place in being the light in this dark, dark world. So what we're talking about is, see, darkness ain't necessarily, you know, tint and shade. Dark is things that is out of sight and that is not in the foreknowledge. There's a dark agenda going on. There's rulers of darkness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Evil. And this, once you find out what's happening, really, then how he got everybody in bondage and they play you as such, you playing human beings as if they are not real.
Right.
And you're just now, what all this is coming down to, listen to me, my son. Listen to me, my daughter. Listen to me, children. Listen to me, daughters of Yah. Your job is making sure you are being holy. Making sure that you're taking a stand against it. That's what you're giving your life to.
That's it.
That's what you get. What you gave everything up for.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You didn't give Pastor Corey a damn thing. You gave up everything you are so that Yah can have his way.
Yeah.
See, that's what people don't. That's what people don't realize. I ask these questions. Why did they give and lay everything at the feet of the disciples?
Because
they realize that this world ain't nothing else.
All for the king.
Come on, y'all. Come on. If we look around at Christianity, it appears to the world that they are working the final works of salvation and restoration. What it looked like. Everybody got these big ministries and powerful ministries, and God is moving and this and that. What I told y'all the other week about God. See, when you take away the people, you take away the true Elohim, you don't have nothing.
Right.
So now everybody's the same. That's why you can leave a church and go to another church. It's always like trying to go and see. But see, the Most High has been trying to penetrate into the hearts and the minds, into the hearts and the minds of the people to get us to abide in truth, to get us to abide in the way,
yes, sir,
and in the light.
Yeah. Sorry. Yep.
Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
But see, when you go to church, it's a bunch of formalities.
Right.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. And this is what you're coming up. It's like, you can't hear a message. I'm praying. I am truly praying, my son, that y'all don't just hear a message like this today and just like you go back next week to being the same thing. I want y'all to get hungry. Wait, raise up and be warriors. The seal of righteousness on you.
Come on.
That's it. Yes.
You was born for an hour like this.
Yes,
you hear me?
Hey, come on.
Yes, I was born for this. Yes. I want y'all little young men to become warriors. You hear me, Jerry?
Hallelujah.
You hear me, Yahoo? You hear me? Be a warrior, sir. This is where we going.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to accept nothing else. Quit letting wickedness penetrate your minds and your heart.
Yes.
I got an expectation.
Yes, sir.
In a matter of 7 years, all you all going to be strong young men.
Yes, sir.
In some capacity. If it be said. But one thing for sure, your heart better be made up that I'm going to serve y'all. Think about the Hebrew boys. Why did they give up their life?
Come on. Come on.
They declared, if you kill me, guess what? I'm going to show back up.
Man, come on.
Come on.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Got a kingdom to go to.
That's it. Got a kingdom. That's
yes.
it. Yeah. So it couldn't be any further from the truth, because the true work is to be carried out by the chosen. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be by this religious system. It's designed to keep people in bondage.
Yep.
Yep. It's designed to keep your mind in bondage. Though we say, because it makes you depend on the men that's standing up there on whether or not you're going to get salvation, whether or not, you know, you're going to be able to be healed and experience the power. You know, when we teach you, look, after this, y'all doing deliverance. Mm-hmm. Didn't I say that before? You all got to go and abide in the delivering power of the living word that is in you, that is unctioned by the Holy Spirit and the power from on high.
Hallelujah. Yes.
It's in you.
You got to go in and you got to get violent with these devils.
Oh, yeah.
Say, you know what I'm saying?
Come on.
They can have a place.
Yes.
They can have a place among us. All right. So let us hear. All right. So the reading guide today is going to come from Isaiah, Matthew, Psalms, Philippians, and 1 Timothy. This is what we're going to be talking about today. This is where it's going to come from. All right. You righteous ones. Who's the righteous one?
I am.
I can't hear y'all.
We here.
Yeah.
We are.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's it. That's it. That's it. You righteous ones, get ready to take note about your rightful place in this walk towards salvation. All right?
Yes, sir.
So, listen. Isaiah 58:12. Now, this is going to be up here on the screen a few different times. All right?
Yes, sir.
But I got this highlight. Because now we enter into a place where we got to get understanding of this verse. This is a prophetic word. This is a prophetic word. This was spoken out in the earth. This was implanted in Yeshayahu, who named me Yah Salvation.
Yes, sir.
It was planted out in the earth to be received, to be eaten on.
Yeah.
This is bread.
Yes.
This is bread for those who was lost in the wilderness, those who can't see, those who couldn't hear.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is bread. This is meant for you to rise up inside.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be an unction inside that's going to cause you to rise up.
Come on.
Do y'all hear me? It's real.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's read, Josh.
And they that will be of thee will build the old waste places. You will raise up the foundations of many generations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir. I call
him. Restored. He talking to a people.
Yes, sir.
So this is what I'm saying. He talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
He talking to us.
Yes, sir.
So you got to understand, see, and people that don't know that, that verse, he was talking to them about a fast.
Yeah.
And he was talking to them about how they need to produce out of that fast. This ain't a fast for self. This ain't a fast for strife. This is a fast for things that are meaningful to the Most High.
Yes,
and if you fast for such things, then Yah is telling you what you shall be.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Yes, sir.
When he got a deep, deep heart, a deep concern, a deep yearning for a people that he waiting on.
Yes. Come on.
Yah is he representing a people. This is a plea.
Oh, yeah.
And he telling you, look, this is what you're going to be. You're going to be known as this.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So I take heed to this as a son of the regeneration.
Yes, sir.
I take heed to this as a son that's going to put myself in a situation to make sure there ain't nothing going to come in between me.
Come on.
Making sure that I do everything
that
God is going to put in my hands to do.
That.
Gonna happen.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That applies to this.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear?
Yes.
All right. That should be Benah, H, not L. Right? I don't know how it got changed, but I'm not going to worry about it right now. So I made sure I give y'all the correction right now in case you go look it up. He a false prophet. Because of L. False pride. Hear me, John? All right, so let's look at that. It's some key stuff in here. Wait a minute. Everybody better listen because, see, this is why Israel missed. Because in your own flesh, you start denying Yah the right to inject the right components, the right aspects of what he's trying to do. This has got, he said, that was a, so let me go back. All right, let me go back. All right, I'm gonna go back. This right here that's highlighted is a Hebraic phrase that pertains to the word build. All right?
Yes, sir.
He was talking, they.
Yeah.
They that are of thee.
Yes, sir.
Meaning us who's coming from this people.
Yes.
Us that's coming from this people. We're going to build. We're going to rebuild. See that?
Mm-hmm. That's important.
You're rebuilding. You're going to establish what was no longer established. Lewis says, established by what?
Exiles.
Who is that? Is that our people?
Yes. Yes, sir.
By way of ship?
Scattered. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear this?
Yes.
Look at this. Childless wife becoming a mother through children of a concubine. You see this?
Sir.
So by the work of our hands, by the receiving of knowledge of who we were, we rebuild and establish.
Yes.
By those who were scattered off, we know that we are returning.
That's right.
So we can get there.
Yes, sir.
And by us through marriages. And bringing forth through marriage, we are building up families.
Yes.
A childless wife will now be able to be a wife and a mother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Am I saying this?
It's restoration.
Restoration. Would the Christian church see this ordained charge? And I do mean ordained. And it is a charge to the chosen and know the depth of action required.
No, sir. Absolutely not.
What I mean by depth of action?
What's required?
Mm-hmm. Say it again, Sir Jeff. That's it. The links you have to go. See, that right there is powerful, Sister Jazz. Why? Because we do have links to go through. yeah. Not everybody agree with what you got to do. Not everybody think it's you as repairing. See, the Christian church is so much Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. You ain't looking at nothing else. When y'all, it's a too much in the prophecy where y'all is explaining that you ain't going to be hurt and bruised always.
Right? Come on.
Your wounds will be here. What wounds? I mean, the mental anguish.
Come on.
Yep. Yes.
The mental anguish. Hallelujah. It don't make me proud to know Grandma picked cotton. It'll make you proud. If we had to get up and talk about our proud history at a big banquet of 1 million people, you get up and everybody talking about my father owned this and he started Ford back in the early 1900s. Now get up, my grandma picked cotton. Then we moved from Louisiana. Do everybody know what that is? Gone.
Yep.
Don't they know what that is?
Yes, sir.
It was a people.
Yeah.
That was ruled over with Rick.
Yes.
Don't nobody talk about that?
It does, sir.
Ooh. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See? So we can't miss this. You can't miss. We're going back to Isaiah. Now we got another part highlighted. Let's go, Jai.
And they that will be of thee will build the old waste places. You will raise up the foundations of many generations, and you will be called the repair of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwellings.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The thou shall be called. That's what we're going to be called. We're going to be known as that in the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's for life. Yes, sir.
See that?
Yep.
You're going to be known as that in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're going to be known by that by angels.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yep. Because remember, we're being watched. How sin played out.
Mm-hmm.
And those who took hold, this word is settled in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Yep. It's recorded in, yeah, by heaven and earth.
Yep. Yes.
He knew what the last people that was coming was going to be.
That's it. That's it.
So you can't charge this in a Christian church. This pertaining to. It pertains to a people.
That's right.
And look at breach. Hebrews 65:56.
All right.
56 and 65 back. They're
like, oh, Lord. they
went on somewhere else. I just make sure y'all tuned in. You know, like check, make sure people still with you. They was like this. I said, everybody in front row, like, it's all good. I don't care. Breach, gap. See that?
Yes, sir.
Bursting forth, broken wall. Remember, the tent wall behind the wall is where the grace is,
right?
You know what I mean? Where the protection is.
Yes, sir.
Inside the camp of Yah.
Broken wall.
See that?
Oh man!
When it's broken down, the mercy is gone. The grace is right. Up. Right?
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? You see how it's a continuum of wisdom from the Most High, but a gap. So this is why I was talking to at the table. I was talking to them. I said, look, let me go back. I said, this is why I started. I ain't getting off of this. I ain't getting off of Psalm 78, verse 1-3. I ain't getting off of it. Let me read it to you again. Give ear, oh my people. Who?
Me.
My people.
To my law, incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Hear that?
Yes, sir.
I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Well, what in the heck happened up there? What happened to Marshawn? What happened to Talib?
Preach.
A gap, ain't?
Yes, yes, sir.
See, we are coming back from that best. We are coming back. And we're closing that gap.
There it is.
This is why we're making known to our, we're talking about the praises of Yah, and we're talking about his wonderful works,
yes,
to our children. And we are making it known to him.
Yes, sir.
So that they set their hope in him. That, yes, closes the gap.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all hear?
Sir.
Hope it's making sense.
Yes, sir.
Makes sense.
Yes.
So then let's look. What needs to be repaired? Well, we saw the daughters out front. Yep.
Yep.
Right.
Sir.
The order in the house needs to be repaired.
Big young.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear? Most women that you know in church, y'all know they running their house, ain't
sir.
You can't hardly move around without your wife opening her mouth. Can't hardly move around as a man. That's unbelief. True righteousness. Righteousness is of what? The law.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See what I'm saying? See, but people don't get it. You trying to do the law?
No.
I desire to do Yah's will.
That's right.
Hallelujah. This is our will. You know, hallelujah. See, because these folks ain't doing it. These folks over here, this is why we got all this, all this, and then you bring it. Now you saying all to bring it, what them damn cross dressers, baby? What's them damn sis? Them drag queens. You bringing them damn drag queens in the house. You bringing them into the right, you bringing them into the camp. Because you bringing them into the schools, you bringing them into the place where that's gonna be a place of safety and protection for your children. I ain't never turning my children over to that. Look at this. I said what needs to be repaired. Husbandry and subduing.
Yes, sir.
See, we got to teach our sons now what this is to mean to be able to sit at the table and know that we planning on getting this other 80 acres back here. And we dedicate. You ain't leaving your father's house. We finna plant seeds all on this land.
There it is. Hallelujah.
We finna have children all over this.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get wise and we're going to teach people about the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we're going to teach people about Christ. We're going to put our hands together and bless the name of Yahweh.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to plant vineyards. We're going to plow our fields.
Yes, sir.
We're going to take care of our own.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're going to restore the heritage. Yeah, we're going to establish. Yes,
hallelujah.
We're going to establish.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Is this not it?
That's it.
That's what needs to be repaired.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? Because the reason why I'm talking about this, because, you know, I'm just looking, man. I'm looking. I'm looking at everybody has a nice word of Yah in their mouth. And the kingdom of, this kingdom of darkness is way more violent than this.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I look at how, just like Pastor said today, I look at how it come in your house, like come attack your health, how it come attack. So listen, it take people that see the urgency to go forward to make sure that we gather in what's necessary for people that all we want to do is serve. Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's it.
Do y'all hear?
Yes, sir.
All we want to do is serve Yah. Some people don't want to serve Yah. You want to prep and get away from tribulation. But you don't want to serve Yah.
Right.
Serving Yah is a lot of things that got to be broken off of you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you grew up in this world.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
It's a lot. That's on you. That's in you.
Mm-hmm.
You done been married. You done said things. You done spoke against husbands. You know, you done said things when you didn't wasn't sure of what Yah was doing with you. It's a lot of things that you think that you didn't cast. That's a lot that your hands have touched. It's a lot of places you have been.
Yes.
And it takes for people that see it to help restored it and established it.
That's right.
It.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Here, this is how you walk. Yeah. That's what you're talking about. This is the path to walk on.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Do this.
Lord, come on.
Here's the path to life.
Yeah.
No, don't talk about your brother behind your brother's back. Come on, go over there and say it to his face.
There it is.
And make him eat. Yes, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got reading right here. So we're going to look at husbandry from a few different standpoints, all right? Right here.
Elohim blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What he said.
Yes, sir.
You know why? He said that because Noah them had just finished being on the ark. The earth started over. It went through the deluge. It had been washed clean.
Yes, sir.
So then look what he said. Following coming out the ark. What did he say? Go pardon?
No. Be fruitful, multiply.
Go find a job.
Be fruitful, multiply. Fill the earth.
See that? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Noah was a righteous seed.
Yes, sir.
He was found righteous in his generation.
Yes.
So I want that seed in the earth.
Right.
Just like all of us. Some of the seeds going to take. Some of them ain't going to take. I mean?
Yes, sir.
Your job is just be fruitful.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Noah, a man of the soil.
Was a man of what?
Of the soil.
Come on.
Was the first to plant a vineyard.
What verse is that?
Verse 20.
That's what you want to say? Mm-hmm.
Hold up. All right. Chapter 8,
and 21. I'm clicking right here. Now this says, and Noah began to be an husbandman. Hear that?
Yes, sir.
This said, Noah what?
Man of the soil.
A man of the soil.
Yep.
See that? And he planted vineyards. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
It's something, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It says Adam. Husbandmen talk about man, Ish. It's got two Hebrew numbers, Ish, and it has Hebrew 127, Adama, meaning of the ground. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Made from clay.
Yep.
Wow. Let's go, Deuteronomy.
When Yahweh your Elohim has brought you into the land that he swore to your ancestors, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with fine large cities that you did not build, houses filled with all sorts of goods that you did not fill.
Now stop. He said, when Yah bring you in the land.
Right.
I mean,
yes, sir.
Here's y'all doing the work of husband.
Yep.
See this?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Hewn systems that you did not hew. Vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when you have eaten your fill.
That's it. Start right there. So y'all bring you into a place that you didn't have to do none of that. He's showing you.
Yes, sir.
That's what a man do. You go prepare a place and you bring a wife in.
That's good.
Yahshua said, I go away and prepare a place for you.
Yes, sir.
He's the bridegroom. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's going to come back for the bride and take you into the marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And the door is going to be shut.
Shut. Yes, sir.
Bride is a husband. I mean, a bridegroom is a husband to a bride.
Yep.
Who is his wife. You hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So this is what I'm telling you. So if you're listening to all the basic principles right now, Gabe, that means you can't grow up and all your stats say on paper, all I can do is play game, video game. But that's what the breach was. We didn't, nobody came and said what we had to do. Wasn't nobody there.
Yep.
Nobody was there, man. You starting way late. But we get a chance to subdue, because we get a chance to teach y'all this,
right,
and y'all get a skill that somebody gonna want anyway. You want, if you learn this, you won't have to go out and not be punching the clock and somebody standing over you.
Yeah.
You learn this skill right now, they gonna hire you because they ain't gonna get out there in the sun and do it. And they got to pay you a pretty chunk of change for you to put a porch on their house, put a roof on their house, put right. windows in,
right,
to build a house.
Yep.
If y'all do it right, how I see it, you all continue to be brothers to one another and be in my house and do, man, your hands going to be blessed. Well, y'all said already. That means you're going to be right there with all the resources, everything you need. To go forth and win, brother, guess what? I could be long in the ground. And y'all should do
it. That's it. That's it.
Winning.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all hear? Y'all pleased because you didn't let this go in vain. Genesis 1:28.
Elohim blessed him. And Elohim said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
So Yah intended for a man in his house that's in him, that stays under the tutelage of his recognition of being the creator of all things. He has blessed them to know that you are to rule over the things in the earth.
Yes, sir.
Do that. And we've lost that place. We've lost that mindset.
Yeah.
See, when I look at a house, I look at a man being able to stand over his house, instruct his house. Because now you coming in, I have a mission. My hands is folded. I have a mission that I'm trying to accomplish. You were outside my house. You didn't know what my mission was.
Mm. Right.
Now I bring you in, wife. I want children, and I want you to do this with my children. Here are my talents and my gifts. This is what I want you to do with my talents and my gifts. And this is how we live our life out in honor of Yah.
Yeah.
Because he gave it. Yes. This is going to be increased in here.
Yep.
See that simplicity, but we take it away. You go say that to a woman in the world, she's going to jump your pain. Because you don't understand.
Right.
So let's look at this. Christian man versus the scattered seed. Look at this. This is the ideas you get. Save the world mentality above seeing how Yah is restoring and fulfilling his promise.
Yes.
Leading up to the entering of the eternal kingdom.
Yes. Eternal. Yep.
So, you know what I mean? So, entering into the eternal kingdom has some things with it. Yah is setting in order.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
It ain't, see, this to the Christian man is just simply, you found Jesus Christ. You found Jesus Christ. Revival. Prosperity.
Right.
This is why so many people get lost, because you have all these different dynamics that don't, that if you was teaching, the closest person I heard teaching it was Pastor Steve Gray, and he was concerned about Israel. Was he not? And I was like, when we started finding out the truth, I was blown away. Like, but even that, because we don't really know the full restoration, we go and we restore the swiggly locks.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
We restore them. We got it down as all will enter at the sheep's gate. Tell me? All of them. Everybody. I seen a title today. The Black Church Stands on Homosexuality. See? It's the new, it's what I'm saying. Nobody's preaching this. This is becoming radical.
Right.
Yeah. Revival and the rising of the dry bones. See, that's the difference. That's the difference in all of these thoughts. See, the reviving of the dry bones is the raising up of those who laid down as the heritage and the descendants of who the promise belonged.
Yes, sir.
This last idea above everything else is what has to be made known. You can't take that out. See, and if people think it's just a harping on of Black people being Israel. No, you better read this scripture.
Right.
Y'all talking about restoring these people all the way through. You go all the way to the New Testament. Even the disciples were worried about is how you not come to restore the kingdom to Israel.
Yes, sir.
Why they wasn't talking about all people? They walked with Jesus. Why you weren't talking about all people? See, people don't get their chance when it come, to you.
That's right.
Y'all hear me? All right, let's read. Good. They like him. Come on.
But now, hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh, who made you, who formed you in the womb.
Let's stop. Let's stop. What did it say? Hero who?
Israel.
Whom I have what?
Chosen.
Here it is.
Yes, sir.
Now listen. Listen what he say. Come on.
Thus saith Yahweh, who made you, who formed you in the womb, and will help you. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring.
Stop. Yes. See what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
So what do we do with that? Where did that go? Where did that go in Jesus Christ and revival and all this other stuff that's going on in church? Where did that go? Ain't no place for it. I ain't seen no place for it in the church yet. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
This is serious.
Yes.
So this is why I'm talking to y'all. This is what he just said is important. I will pour my spirit on thy seed.
Hallelujah.
That ain't another nation.
Uh-uh.
Your seed can only come from your loin. Your seed can only come from your loins, Josh.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
You can have a son in law, in the law, because you're taking on an orphan. You know what I mean? You took on a family, and that becomes your son, right?
Yes, sir.
It becomes your daughter. You can marry into it. But your seed is from you.
Right.
Yeah? He said he's going to pour his spirit on your seed and his blessing on your offspring. Mm-hmm. See that?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So it could be somebody, another generation from y'all that look like me. Yo, chill. Oh, you got your grandfather's nose. You know what I mean? That's from me. Because you wouldn't have been here.
Right.
You understand that? So this is a long-standing promise that we're not preaching this. We don't go to this. We only go to the New Testament. Everybody's only going to the New Testament. Everybody's only going to a certain amount of books. And so therefore, we don't understand the schematics and the totality of what Yah is doing. So when you start seeing these people rise up, you don't know what that looked like, so you automatically write it off.
Right.
But I'm coming to you because I'm saying it's urgent because what you see, look at the sun laid out in the street.
Yeah.
You grown, you got your pants down and get locked up and you rich, but you are a son that could be of great effect in the kingdom. If you knew. I look at Brother Jabir.
Bless.
You done stepped in from the NFL and stepped into the heritage of the Most High Yah and is just a great benefit.
Yes.
I look at these brothers, man, that's coming in, that's offering up themselves.
Yes, sir.
Brother Rob, Brother Dan.
Yes, sir.
Brother TJ. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And we ain't just calling their name because they're automatically saying, listen, when I met Rob, we ain't spent all day talking about how many sacks you got.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. We went right over into talking about Yah and what we living for, what we trying to do.
See?
Y'all hear?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
They will spring up like a green tamarisk, like willows by flowing streams. This one would say, I am Yahweh's. another will be called by the name of Jacob. Yet another will write on the hand, Yahweh's, and adopt the name of Yisrael.
Stop, you see that?
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yep.
So,
adopt the name.
See, people are, this was happening. They don't realize this was happening. It's just people are subscribing to the name of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Remiel. Zachary. Yisrael. Mikael. Azael. They subscribing to the name of Yah. You see what I'm saying? People are doing it because people want so bad to return to Yah.
Oh, yes.
And be in his fold.
Yep. That's it.
That's right.
So how do you X this out in all these Christian videos that we that's a million videos on? Somebody else got the answer. Somebody else got the answer. That's what I seen yesterday. Just mind blown. This man was in there doing prophecy. And I just don't even want to go through the whole thing. It resulted into two women fighting in there. He was giving her a prophecy. Did he give you $20,000? Yes, Baba. And she was your friend. Yes, Baba. And I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the people on the, I said, look, I'm looking at dudes sitting on your whole suit, Gucci. Oh, I said, if you sitting up paid like that, bro, where we at? And then when they start going through the whole thing, when the guy that was giving the prophecy was talking about the woman that she was with was the one that's the devil that was close to her, then you got commentation. They're commentating over the video. Oh my God, she is a devil. Oh yes, it's like a game. And people in there, it looked like a talk show because people weren't even looking serious, they looked around. I said, man, what kind of, if Yah's probably sound like that, that's a fearful moment,
right?
That's a moment to be still.
Yeah. Yes. Humble yourself,
yes. Believe me. Come on.
Thus said Yahweh. The king. Of Yisrael.
The king of Yisrael.
And his redeemer.
And what?
His redeemer.
Mm-hmm. Let's pause. Let's go there. Thus said Yahweh.
Oh.
And
his redeemer.
All right.
Yep.
To redeem, to act as the kinsman redeemer.
Come on.
To ransom.
Come on.
Do part of a kinsman. Do y'all hear this?
Sure.
Yes, Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Messiah.
Thus said Yahweh, the king of Israel and his redeemer. The word.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The kinsman redeemer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right in Isaiah.
That's it.
44:6.
Yes, sir.
So when people don't think that Yahshua wasn't around, it said it in Genesis. Let us make man in our. Now here we go. Here's Yah talking to Yes Yahoo. Thus said Yahweh, the king of Israel, and his.
That's right.
He didn't say the king of Israel and redeemer of Israel. He said, and his redeemer. That's a specification.
Oh, yes.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Finish reading.
Yahweh of hosts. I am.
Oh, Jesus.
It's all good.
I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no Elohim. Who is like me? Let them proclaim and let them declare it and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you?
What version?
Eight.
Hold up. So I think that missed something. Verse 7 says, and who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people. See that?
Yeah.
See, he talked, he letting you know, he appointed the ancient people.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
See, we keep forgetting about that. But when we over there, why he said you're going to be known as the repairers of the breach.
That's right.
Yep.
You're going to restore the paths to walk on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You're going to raise up the foundation of many generations.
Hallelujah.
That foundation and all that stuff he's talking about, this is a people that this promise ain't going nowhere in this earth. It ain't going to leave out.
Uh-uh.
Nope. It's going to be fulfilled.
It ain't going to leave out.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you forget when y'all right here is talking about the things he's going to do and he's letting you know his stance, because he's the one that have appointed a ancient people.
Yes, sir.
So all these things that you just got through reading about them subscribing to the name of Yahweh and all these other things, there's a concern, a deep concern by Yah. What happened to that deep concern in the church? Where is it?
Ain't there. It's not there.
Gary Gabby, is it gone? Kim, did you go to church before this?
Yes, sir.
And they was hitting it hard.
No, they were not talking about any of this. Not the reservation of Yahweh. No. That was never.
See, think about all of us that came out of some form of church. Y'all didn't go to church, right? All right. Now think about it. That's another trip. All y'all went to church. I'm gonna say it again. It's a trip that y'all was in church with all this thick shit y'all was doing. Some people ain't catch it. I was like, Lord, that's why I said they had me in church, boy. You ever? They had me in church. All right, come on, Josh.
Have I not told you? From of old and declared it, you are my witnesses. Is there any Elohim besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one.
You hear this?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Bless his name.
Yep.
Come on. Come on, the rock of ages.
Oh, yes.
Y'all listen to this. See, we're going to get somewhere. Come on, Josh.
Thus saith Yahweh to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates will not be closed. I will go before him and level the mountain. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, Yahweh, the Elohim of Yisrael, who calls you by your name for the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen.
Now, hold up. This says, so that you may know that I, Yahweh, which call thee by thy name, am the Elohim of Israel.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm bringing this forward because, again, you know, it's like, see, when I get to some of these other verses, after we get done reading this, I'm letting you know that there is something in stone. There is something etched in. So when I get to these things in Philippians, then guess what? You got to listen and understand that there. This is why you got to put your heart and your soul into this.
Yes.
I don't want you to lose out on thinking that we just getting ready to go and all we're going to do is, see, it's so backwards. You think you just going to pray all day. You're not going to pray all day. It's a whole bunch of stuff we got to do along with praying
right. While
we're doing.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can sit and pray all day if you want to. But if you ain't training your children, if you ain't showing them this right here, they coming for your children, bro. We got an issue. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Good Lord. Come on.
For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me.
Though you what?
Do not.
I surname you.
Though you.
Even though you only know me.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Already.
Already.
Hallelujah.
Laying on the street.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
I am Yahweh. And there is no other. Besides me, there is no Elohim. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know. From the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is no one besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make wheels and create woe. I, Yahweh, do all these things. Shower, O heavens from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness. Let the earth open up, that salvation may spring up, and let it cause righteousness to sprout up also. I, Yahweh, have created. Woe to you who strive with your maker, earthen vessels with the potter. Does the clay say to the one who fashions it, what are you making? Or your work has no handles? Woe to anyone who says to a father, what are you beginning? Or to a woman, with what are you in labor? Thus said Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel and its maker. Will you question me about my children or command me concerning the work of my hands? I made the earth and created humankind upon it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all of their hosts. I have aroused Cyrus in righteousness, and I will make all his paths straight. He will build my city and set my exiles free, not for price or reward, saith Yahweh of hosts. Thus saith Yahweh, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabaeans, tall a stature, will come over to you and be yours. They will follow you. They will come over in chains and bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, Elohim is with you alone, and there is no one.
Stop. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir. Sir.
See, that's a great thing to understand, that this is what our children are going to inherit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Promises.
Just, it's things written in the annuals of time, deep in the truth of scripture, that makes me hungry and thirst, because it's like, we want to know what our heritage is? Here it is.
Right.
You are great.
Great. Come on.
You are a great
man. Oh, yes.
You are a
come
great
on.
People.
Yeah.
You have an expected end.
Oh, yes.
You have one.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The God of heaven and earth.
Come on. Praise
y'all. Y'all hear me?
Hallelujah.
That's what you have. See, when that don't get preached to you, you still go about on this path in search of what is your true fulfillment.
Mm.
this eliminates that.
Oh, yes.
This kills that. And set you in your place.
Yes.
Your role.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when you know that you are the nation of people that have direct access.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, come on.
You hear me?
Hallelujah. Yes, direct access. Hallelujah.
And that you have in you the same love and compassion in you to make it known to other people.
Yes.
So that they also can come.
Yeah.
Yes.
And have direct access.
Hallelujah.
Abraham,
yes. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. All the salvation in that. Yes. It's a good word in that. It's strength in that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, yes, it is.
Yep.
Yes, it is. And that's what I want us to understand, Israel, that we, if we abide in what you are hearing right now, how do I abide in? That means, guess what? I got to change my whole mode of thinking.
That's right.
Yes.
I got to change my desire and know that Yah woke you up. You
are
with his people. You are
actually
with his people right now.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. 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 Hallelujah.
Because ain't no way we uncovering all of this stuff. When we get to live. Think about how y'all getting ready to live.
Yeah.
You ready to live outside, and that's what you want. Mm-hmm. When you come up against us, we know all we doing is asking
y'all. Come on. Camp. Oh, yes.
Around the
camp. Got the LOE. Yes. Come on.
You camp around the camp of your people.
Yes.
This is where we at. Y'all, we don't have no walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We don't have no earthly weapons. We have your name.
Yes.
And your power.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Truly, you are a Elohim who hides himself. O Elohim of Yisrael, the Savior. All of them are put to shame and confounded. The makers of idols go in confusion together. But Israel is saved by Yah with an everlasting salvation.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
You will not be put to shame or confounded to all of eternity. For thus said Yah, who created the heavens. He is Elohim, who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it a chaos. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is no other.
Hallelujah.
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 It's my king.
You hear that?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, this is for you to abide in this everlasting salvation.
Everlasting.
That's going to be without, that's not going to be without it. I mean, it's going to be without an end.
That's right.
Yeah.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, right there gives hope to somebody that, see, because I'm putting it to test. I'm talking to a friend right now. I'm not going to mention his name. You're hearing this truth. You want me to send you more videos and more videos and more videos. Because you like, and this is before you get started, because it's like, you say, man, I look and I see pictures of you. I see stuff you post on the internet. I see you with your family. And then I look and I see what's going on with me, and sometimes it make me want to go and step outside of my house, and I know it ain't right, and I'm too old for that type of stuff right now. And I'm like, well, what's the problem, bro? Ain't no respect there.
Mm.
Ain't no honor. You want me to keep sitting down and listening to the problems you have with me when I present the problems I have with you? It can't be received. It gets laughed off, or not right now. You the man. my children don't even respect me to the level that they should. I said, boy, you're in a bad spot. You are in a bad spot. Y'all hear it?
Yes, sir.
That's a bad spot to be in. But now that I'm saying this stuff to you, you seeing, it's like, wait a minute. You get put back on top. Husbandry simplified. Y'all hear?
Yes, it does, sir.
So all that pressure of Valentine's Day and Christmas, husbandry simplifies all that.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's good to your house when you can come and you can deliver to your house in firmness, not in disrespect. That's what I'm saying. Firmness just means that you know what you want.
Yes, sir.
You know what you need. You know what you desire in the people that's in your house to do. When you can walk away and that thing get carried out, bro, listen, it puts you at rest. If you living in a house of strife, boy, dude, it's gonna take years from you because you just feel like you wasted. I better listen.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Matthew 22:10. Watch this. Y'all listen. Cause see, we talking. Cause see, all of this go together. Come on.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parable, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son.
Here it is.
Yes, sir.
He gave a wedding banquet for his son. Come on.
He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves saying, tell those who have been invited, look, I prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm.
Now stop. Now look at this. See, this is why Yahshua is pleading, because see, this is right in line. He's pleading with a people who we just got to read about, that there is a promise for you.
Right.
There is so much for you.
Right.
I'm going to give you all of this.
Yes, sir.
You got an everlasting salvation.
Yes. Yes.
But you would not hear.
Mm-hmm.
You would not give heed. See, that's the issue. One preaches Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and you see the name of Jesus Christ in the blood go forth and perform, but yet we still don't arrive to this right here.
Right.
That right, Jesus is also telling that it's those that belong in the marriage.
Come on.
That you're supposed to come out. You are invited. You the one. You,
right.
You the servants that I'm subject. I'm subject to. I'm trying to get you to come in.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
But they made light of it and went away. One to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burn their city. Then he said to his slaves, the wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding was filled with guests.
Stop. The wedding was filled with who?
Guests. Yes.
Not the ones that was invited.
Right. Nations.
It's filled with guests.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you point this out in the church and people start to understand this, there's got to be a more serious approach other than sitting there on Easter in a damn pink suit wearing pink and white.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because obviously, we look, I mean, how are we still languishing like this? How a coach get killed at, when I ain't never heard that in my life, Vess. You get killed at a 9-year-old football game that ain't even got no money, ain't no bets, ain't nothing. You get killed at a 9-year-old game that's a preseason game. It ain't even a game that count against you. So when the word said love was going to wax cold.
Yeah.
See, this is why we preaching. Listen to me, Israel, because this cannot be found among you, but yet we find this strife and this confusion. We find ourselves lack in a state of lack when you are the one. Right. You need people that you invited, but we still deal in lack.
Boom.
So guests might take your place.
Mm.
Jesus. I read all these promises to you today. I presented to you that Yah indeed has his mind and his eyes upon the right.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yet, we're going to continue to miss tomorrow. Somebody else might have to come in and take your promise. Somebody's going to take your place. Y'all hear me, Israel?
Yes, sir.
Because you got to be a light so that all this stuff that's going on, somebody's going to look up after a while. Somebody's going to look up. It is, because the book I already talked about, they're going to look and notice,
right?
Even people are going to come to grab the skirts.
Yep.
So they're going to look up and take notice, but are you going to be ready when they start looking up and taking notice? Because you didn't take that you was one that was called and ordained to come and help restore and establish and build up your waste place.
Come on. Yes, sir.
You were supposed to be a part of the repairing the breach, meaning the closing of the gap.
Yes.
Well, now we ain't losing no more sons to lying in the street.
Right.
We ain't losing no more daughters that got to go forth in these movements that are earthly when we supposed to be in the movements that are heaven.
That's right.
Nobody hearing me.
Yes, sir.
Come on. You sound like jump.
Mm-hmm. Living word.
Well, you better give y'all some praise. You better glorify
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah! Look at that. Yes, golly. Come on. Psalm 44.
You have made us.
Wait a minute. Here I start.
Yes, sir.
Read it again.
You have made us the taunt of our neighbors.
Come on.
The derision and scorn of those around
us. You hear this? Mm-hmm. You hear?
Yes, sir.
What did it look like? Them pictures I showed.
That.
See, look, that one picture that one lady is talking. See, it's like these folks don't want to give you respect. You had one of them damn reporters out there that just kept on pestering this woman. So what type of relationship you and Russia got? How much money they do? You are paid to go out there and pester her to make it look like we are so, when we do try to come up and do something, y'all make it, we ain't capable of doing nothing but just wrong.
Right.
But it's never they ass. It ain't never them.
Right.
It ain't never them. Do y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So look what y'all say. Thou makest us the reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. You see that?
Yes, sir.
That's what we be. Come on.
You have made us a byword among the nations, a laughingstock among the people. All day long, my disgrace is before me, and shame has covered my face.
Stop. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm talking about, you being the restorers of righteousness, don't this make sense?
Yes, sir.
Everything stacked against you.
Mm-hmm.
If the people look at you like you are a byword and a derision, If you are looking at your people time and time again be thrown down, if you're looking at constantly, I just know houses after houses after houses, who houses are in disarray, who are in disorder. Do y'all?
Yes.
Do y'all?
Yes, sir.
How is this? So I know a bunch of people. How y'all know it's a bunch of houses? Why? Because that's his people.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Them curses are the evidence.
Yes, sir.
It is the witness of his word of cursing that people need to come out of these curses.
Yep, yes,
sir. So he ain't going nowhere. So see, that's what I keep in the back of my mind. It's a whole, there's a whole group of people out there that are living cursed.
Mm.
My eyes is open. You brought me out and I subscribe to the name of Yah.
Right?
Right?
Hallelujah.
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 And now I'm walking in this opportunity of everlasting.
Everlasting.
I'm walking in an everlasting opportunity.
Praise Yah.
That ain't gonna never end.
Uh-uh.
You see what I'm saying? And look what I did. Not so much so that the word of truth is on us. We have come to search out the old path. We come to search out the ways of Yah.
Yes, sir.
And look at us. Look what we here doing. And this is what we preach y'all daily.
Come on.
We this is what word of y'all. Y'all are these children we reading about. Y'all are these children we reading about. Y'all are them.
Yes, sir.
When y'all take ownership of that. Instead of watching little ninja kids, then you're going to learn how to become the sons and daughters of Yah that you should be.
That's right.
Come on.
At the words of the taunters and revolvers, at the sight of the enemy and the avenger, all this has come upon us. Yet we have not forgotten or been false to your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, neither have our steps departed from your way. Yet you have broken us in the haunt of jackals and covered us with deep darkness. If we have forgotten the name of our Elohim or spread out our hands to a strange God, would not Elohim discover this? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Because of you, we are being killed all the day long and accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Rouse yourself. Why do you sleep, O Yah? Awake. Do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
See, that is a cry of a people that is low that know that they have a place in Yah.
Yes.
This is thy weed. And what he's saying is true and is prophetic and is everlasting. Because what he is saying, that is the condition of a people. Just like this, if I would stumble up upon this right now, looking at the condition of a people, man, this would resonate. It will resonate with me. Now, wait a minute. We're a byword
mm-hmm.
among these people and a derision?
Yes, sir.
Hold up. Because you know how you feel. You know how you feel when you walk in stores and people that look at you like, it don't ever stop. Do it ever stop?
Don't stop.
We try to go to the little nicer watering holes to go fish. We out there in the little neighborhood with all the little big houses and all that people looking at you like. You wanna know, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So we had a man, we told a man we was going to Prairie Lee Lake to go fish. He said, oh, you are? That's where I live. I was like, uh-oh. Well, have fun. But what part do you think I was stuck on? When he said,
yeah.
I was stuck. I was like, oh. And maybe he know that. You don't live over there. But I thought it was public. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean. It's like, when is, woo, when are we going to have restrooms? When is that going to be up? Awesome. When?
Yep.
All right, we're almost done. Here's our last couple of scriptures of the day. I believe, you know what I mean? Yep, that's it. I was right. So we're going to look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 through 16. Philippians 2:13. Y'all listen to this.
Beloved, I do not consider that I had made it my own. For it is Elohim who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent, children of Yah, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, in which you shine like stars in the world.
Do it without murmuring and complaining, because the world's already being judged.
Yes,
it's already judged.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you got to do what you're doing. See, as sons, as children, y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we live in this heritage. This is what I'm telling you. Just do this. Just live like this. What you're trying to get people to understand. You ordained for this.
That's right, sir.
You ain't over here for nothing.
That's right.
So just do this, because the world is already judged. So he's telling you right here, so that you be without rebuke.
Yeah.
In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, which is where we live.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You saw that. We coming for your children. So y'all don't know. Y'all ain't seen the video yet. That's why you like, they coming for you. You keep hearing me say that. Click on that link in this video. That meant at the end of this video. It's going to say that we're coming for your children. It's going to have a link. They mess around, going to take it down. But I want y'all to see that. That's like, regardless, they put it out in the atmosphere. They try to make it like it was a funny party. You know, a party. How do you say the word?
Parody.
Yeah, I can't think of it right now anyway. But it's a, you're trying to make light of. And the thing about it is that is a real gay group. And you do feel like that. How could you spend time putting thought into those words?
Single heart.
Out of the abundance of the heart,
the mouth speaks.
So you ain't tricking me. That's why I'm trying to tell my son, hey, listen, y'all, I want y'all to pay close attention. I know you don't know everything yet. I know you don't. All right, come on.
It is by your holding fast to the word of life that I can boast on the day of Messiah, that I did not run in vain or labor in vain.
Hear that?
Yes.
So you can boast on the day of Messiah.
That's right.
Because you did things that I remember. You knew why you was here.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? Yes, and when we get out of line, when we get off center, that's why we got to go back to the base. You got to go back to pouring yourself out to the Most High God. You got to go back to getting that standing, that constant deliver.
True.
Very true. Like at your first lust. Go back to just getting delivered and getting clean.
First lust.
Get delivered and clean. Get set free. So that you, guess what? You can start holding fast. And these things take you to do it, but you find yourself at some point in your walk, now you're starting to murmur and complain.
Mm-hmm.
Now things starting to bubble up in you.
Yep.
Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
All right. last one, 1 Timothy, all right, chapter 4, verse 9 through 13.
The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end, we toil and struggle, because we have our hope set on the living Elohim, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. These are the things you must insist on and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love and faith and in purity. Until I arrive, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhort and to teach.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Pointing you right back to Scripture. Mm-hmm. And that is the heritage of your people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Word of the Most High,
yeah. Yes, it is.
Have to give heed to, because Yah is working something out. When you go back and you know that the Most High Yah is working things out, just period. Then when you bring alongside that the knowledge of knowing that Yah is working things out on your behalf because you are of His people,
yes, sir.
The more so,
yeah,
you got to run this race. Mm-hmm. Of hope in a manner of righteousness without being a blemish, without being someone who is not a good representative of what the light which you are should look like. See what I'm saying? All this, what I just said, come back. You, the whole, at the end of the day, when you know how to be the people of the Most High, you truly become light to people that don't know what righteousness look like.
Yes, sir.
See, it's all gonna come. It's all gonna come to a head. See, it's gonna run its course because the flesh is having its feel right now.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when it run out, people gonna look up and realize, wow, they kept themselves.
Yes, sir.
And we only was able to keep ourselves because the word.
Thank you, Father. Yes. Hallelujah.
From the beginning.
Yes.
Because Yah chose for us to have the hearing and the knowing that we are just that, His people,
yes,
who He is restoring. I'm telling you. So, man, let that word rest well with you. May the Messiah of our salvation be with you in every endeavor. May you be blessed in your going and your coming in the upcoming week, if it be the Father's will. I bless the entire house of Israel, the entire ministry, Straightway Truth Ministry, all my brothers, my sisters, elders, pastors, teachers, deacons, community heads, and all those who are striving for this life of righteousness. May you be blessed. I'm Pastor Corey here, and just wait. I'm going to be giving it to you. In Straightway KC, Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.